keep on till she found out the truth. "What if she wants to come over?" I said to Mama. "Or what if she looks in the window or something and finds out we don't live there anymore?" But Mama just flapped her hand at me and closed her eyes to let me know how tired she was from working two jobs. So every day, I imagined Luann peeking in the kitchen window of apartment 3B. When she did, of course, she wouldn't see me and Toby and Mama and Daddy eating our dinner and being happy. She'd see some other family. Some happy family that wasn't all broken up like mine. And then one day, when we got off the school bus, Luann went and did the nosiest thing I could imagine. She followed me. I was trying to catch up with Toby because he had grabbed the car key and run on ahead of me, so I didn't even notice her sneaking along behind me. She followed me all the way past apartment 3B, across the street, and clear on around the back of Eckerd Drugstore, where our car was parked with laundry hanging out the windows and Toby sitting on a milk crate waiting for me. If there was ever a time when I wished the earth would open up and swallow me whole, it was when I turned around and saw Luann looking at me and Toby and that car and all.